Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The sonic beam in this gun can slice like a hot knife through the high-priced spread.
But I've reached an impasse. Shall I steal your voice or end your life?
Whichever you decide, I'm sure it'll be the wrong choice.
You've a pretty sharp tongue for a man about to say goodbye to this world, Batman.
Beg for your mortal existence.
I'd rather die than beg for such a small favor as my life. What are you waiting for?
Can't you see how I feel about you, Batman? How I want you by my side.
It won't work, Catwoman.
One minute she wants to kill him, the next she wants to kiss him. That was the beauty of the relationship between Catwoman and the Caped Crusader, the original TV Catwoman, of course. The legendary Julie Newmar, who we're just talking about the Tony Awards tonight, a Tony Award winner herself, stage actress. We know her from movies and from television, but Julie Newmar will always be TV's Catwoman to us. Julie, thank you so much for taking some time to join us this morning.
Well, thank you. What a pleasure to be with you.
It's our pleasure. I wish it was under happier circumstances. The loss of your longtime friend, Adam West. What are your initial impressions when you think about Adam West? What will you always remember?
Well, he meant so much to people. And a friend told me yesterday that to him, he was the father that we wanted. And that hit me so hard. It just synthesizes what I think a lot of people feel about Adam West and his contribution to heroes in America today.
What was your first impression of him when you were brought on to be Catwoman, the first of three Catwomen from that era? When you were brought in, you know, you meet Adam West. What were your initial reactions of this debonair actor?
You said it. He's handsome. He's adorable. He's very present, and he likes to joke a lot, to make things fun, to make things light. And that was the whole essence of the show. Yes, there were things threatening us in this world, but oh my gosh, if you don't take it with a bit of sugar or salt or just a tickle almost. And I think that was the essence of the show. We got away with so much, as you know.
Well, the show, especially your years on the Batman show, the show became very, very tongue-in-cheek, in later years, but your era was a little more serious. It was very interesting, although, there were like little hidden gems of jokes in there in the clip that we just played where you were talking about how the ray gun would cut through the high-priced spread. That was a popular television commercial back in the day. That was very funny, very clever writing back then.
Yes, I think of Stephen Colbert now and all the incredible jokes and the fun that he makes of what's going on in our world today. And this was exactly the same 50, 51 years ago, because it was 1966 to 68 when we did these shows. I did six of them. And Vietnam was coming on, so there was the happy and the unhappy, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And we made light of most of it.
What was it like, shooting the show, the episodes that you did? Was it great fun? Was it just another day at the office?
Fun.
You were a very accomplished actress by the time you got on Batman. You had done a lot of television. You had done movies. You had done quite a bit. I'm just wondering what the day-to-day activity was like when you would show up at the set and do put on the suit?
Well, first of all, it was a brilliant show. It was brilliantly produced. The writing was just out of this world. All you had to do was show up, put the costume on, and say the words. It was fiercely funny. So you were in good hands to start with. It was almost a can't-fail situation. It was one of the highlights of my life to work on Batman during that period.
And, working with Adam, working with Burt Ward, the others, friendly, fun. It sounds like, that it was just a really great working relationship that you all had.
Exactly. Friendly, fun, fast, spontaneous. You were spontaneous with a really great script, of course. It was a gift from heaven. It was just a great show. It lasted 2.5 years. Remember the camera angles, the way they tilted it? There was so much good forethought that went into this show. It was a very expensive show to do, probably why it only lasted 2.5 years.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about the romantic chemistry that you and Adam West had. It's tangible.
Yeah.
When you watch those still, it's tangible to see that you both had a little electricity going on.
Indeed, but how can it not be with two characters such as Catwoman and Batman? And usually your underlying dialogue that you have with yourself toward the other actor is in good part, shall we say, a one of seduction. Well, you want him to like you, but why not want him? You caught me. You caught me red-handed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that scene that right? I just played, one minute you've got two ray guns pointed at him, and the next minute you're begging for a kiss pretty much.
Oh, well, don't we love our enemies in the long run? Aren't they the most intriguing and fascinating object to overcome?
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be fun? Think about it.
So was there any chemistry, any kind of romantic chemistry going on between you and Adam back in the day?
Well, I will or won't take a James Comey on that. Traditionally, that's the thing you like to keep as a question in the audience's mind. So I'll leave it at that, Dean.
Okay. I have a pretty active imagination, Julie.
We love that. We love that about you. We love that about audiences.
It's probably best left that way, too. Let me take a quick break, and I want to come back and talk a little more with Julie Newmar. Is nice enough to spend some time with us this morning to remember her friend, Adam West.
Man, when I get out of jail, will you take me on a date?
We'll have plenty of time to think about that, Catwoman. Several years, I'm afraid.
If I were to kiss you, would you think I was a bad girl?
But, no. No, of course not, Catwoman. Kissing is one of the most natural things in the world. Some people kiss almost every day, I'm told.
Well?
Those scenes
Come
are...
on, Batman, the police are here!
And then a boy wonder interrupts. Look at such great scenes. The great Julie Newmar is on the line with us this morning. Do you remember shooting that scene, Julie?
Oh, yes, kind of, and running along the top parapet of a four-story building on the set at just near MGM, the old studios there where they made Gone with the Wind. And way up high and pretending to fall off the wall. All those wonderful things I got to do. Pretending.
Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things. It mentioned that you were the original Catwoman on the Batman show during the Adam West years. Lee Meriwether came along later and then Eartha Kitt after that. Why didn't you continue as Catwoman?
Don't ask me. Ask those shady producers.
Oh, was that what it was? That they made a change?
No. I'm totally kidding with you. First of all, I got to do 6 full hours of the original show. And Dear Eartha Kitt, they were in the 3rd season. She had but only a half hour. And then Lee Merriweather, who, as we most of us, few of us remember, it was Miss America. She did the film. But all in all, I think the original series was the standout.
Yeah, I happen to agree with that. And the story that I'd always heard, I hope I'm not unearthing something that's uncomfortable to talk about. But what I had heard was that you had had some other commitments and you weren't able to do the movie and to continue with it.
I still think that the series was the best production, even better than the movie that they did. They were under pressure to do that, and time, when you're under pressure, things are, you know how it is.
Yeah, quality can sometimes...
I'm making excuses.
quality can sometimes fall to the wayside. So you did not have other commitments. You would have liked to have continued, if I'm understanding what you're saying.
No, that's past history. The show is the show, and it was, and it broke all the records, and it will go on, and by golly, they'll be doing Batman from now till our grandchildren are around.
Yeah,
and there'll be many more Catwomen, too, because it's such a juicy part.
If you go down the list of everyone who has played Catwoman, it is an impressive list, but... You know, you go on
and
social
media. It's marvelous. It's marvelous also that you can get different interpretations, and that really matters in the long run to explore it that much. But sincerely, it's the popularity. It's that this is a great character. It's a great idea. And somebody's making a lot of money on this.
you would be, I think, very happy to see on social media people saying that there is only one Catwoman. My quintessential Catwoman, people will say, undeniably Julie Newmar, no matter who else has come along along the way.
Oh, dear darling Dean, I don't mind it at all.
I didn't think you'd mind it. I just thought you would like to hear it. That you'd like
thank
to
you.
Hear it. Yeah.
Oh,
did you have any sense when you were making these episodes with Adam West, the timeless television that you were making? Any idea that 51 years later we'd still love it and still be talking about it?
Almost never think about it in those terms. First of all, you don't know. All you know is that it feels good, that the dialogue is witty and smart and clever, and the people, the crew, are throwing all their energies into what you're doing at the moment. And, you know, shooting these scenes, everything happens so fast in television, unlike making movies, that... On Batman, I recall that with me anyway, they would shoot the rehearsals. The reason for that is it costs a lot of money, and they're difficult to do, and the spontaneity is what makes it so marvelous.
So often they would catch some gold in the rehearsals that they would wind up using then when they edited the show together.
Right, yes. I remember there's a marvelous scene, it's about 3 minutes, and it's on YouTube, of me seducing Batman, Catwoman coming down the stairs, sliding and doing a kind of, it almost looks like a dance routine. It's so funny and so adorable, and as you can hear in the dialogue, she's the aggressor and he's feigning. I like that. He's feigning. I'm going to be the straight guy. Mm-hmm. In the New York Times, they called his performance, Adam West's performance, painfully clean cut. But it doesn't make any difference. She's going to do what she's going to do.
That's the just absolutely the best. I wish we had some more time, but I know you have some other things that you've got to get to, and I so much appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. But just in as a final thought, what are the things that you will remember forever about Adam West?
Oh, his generosity, he's a sweet, kind person. Everyone adored him. It was amazing to see the lines of people that would show up for his autograph, to talk with him, to touch him, to get a picture taken with him. He was very generous to his fans. I think he's been to Chicago many times.
Yep.
And being with him was one of the treasures of my life, indeed. And to his whole family, you know, he had 5 children and 3 wives and many grandchildren. And he was the hero to all of them, and he was very generous to them.
Yeah, 2 great-grandchildren, too, I was I was surprised to read. It's so nice of you to spend a little time to talk with us this morning. I hope we can do it again sometime when we can.
Well, thank you. I hope I'm indeed around sometime, Dean, and thank you so very much.
Well, let's maybe we can plan on something soon, because I would just like to talk about your amazing career and all that you've done, and you know.
I'd love it.
Yeah, so we'll be in touch and you know, see if we can set something up with you again. Thank you again, Julie, so much for. We really appreciate you taking some time to remember with us this morning.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you.
Hello, Batman.
You're a rare lady, Catwoman. You're right on time.
I'm rare. In more ways than that.
I'm glad you decided to surrender. We would have caught you eventually.
Do you think so?
Certainly, there's no escaping the inexorable law of justice. Shall we go?
Must we? So soon?